you know, I heard about that. I don't know what was said. I wasn't there for the conversation. I don't know how it was said between those guys. I know that, you know, we were able to get almost 400 yards of offense in the game, and no turnovers, and a couple touchdown passes, one that put us ahead near the end of the game, and also that the player that he was talking to was actually the same player that Odell beat on a 42-yard double move. So I don't know how much stock I would take in those type of accusations, if you will, as far as what opponents would say.
What makes you think the offense is making strides or improving? What do you see that says that in your eyes?
I think 2 weeks in a row we've had some early adversity and some early setbacks, often self-inflicted, and yet have been able to regroup, come together, and find ways to put ourselves in a position to win. You know, there's been some things that have been very positive in the second half of games. We've come up just short, but we do see some improvement in some various areas that, you know, the major focus and the major emphasis that we've had is taking that second half or that fourth quarter energy and focus and execution, and let's kickstart it to start a game. I mean, we've struggled, as I'm sure you all know, and that's probably the next question, all right? Why have we not scored any points in the first quarter? Or did I know we haven't scored any points in the first quarter of any game? Yeah, I'm well aware of it, and I think there's no doubt, you know, we can't wait to the second quarter, the third quarter, or the fourth quarter to get things going. There's got to be a concerted effort, and it certainly has been an area of emphasis, for this week.
So what do you do different, non-schematically, to try and score early in the games?
The schematically is a component of it. You do want to have some ideas of early on how they have played, how we can put our best foot forward, how we can feature playmakers, attack playmakers, or their defensive players, I should say, where we feel we have an advantage. But I think a big part of it is the communication with the players and just shooting straight and just, you know, taking a look at ourselves and saying, you know what, there's been some difficult and challenging things we've been able to do later in games. Yet early in the games, there's some simple and routine things, whether it's catching a ball, throwing the ball, making a block, etc., that we haven't done. And making it that point of emphasis and really just discussing and bringing it to light and just saying, wow, if we can take what we do in the second half and get better at doing the easier things, that's going to help us not have to be playing from behind. It'd be awful nice to sit there and be in the first quarter and have a nice lead, or the second quarter have a 2-touchdown lead. So it's a communication, it's a point of emphasis, and just pointing out and letting the guys understand, hey, look, we're doing some things well that are difficult. Let's get better at doing the easier things instead of, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot.
Are the slow starts for, like, the coaching staff almost more unsettling? Because those are the plays, presumably, you're scripting and you've spent all week kind of preparing.
It's hard to say that there are more. I think any coach would tell you that any play or any series that's a three and out or there's a turnover or anything that sets you back and failing to come away, you know, down there tight towards the red zone for the end zone and not getting a touchdown, that's all disappointing. So I don't know if you can say one scenario is or situation is more disappointing than the other. There's been a lot of disappointment, obviously, with where we're at. We just need to find a way to take that second half later in the game execution and more that focus and that concentration and start the game.
Goldman's going to give you a little bit of a spark. I mean, I know his numbers weren't on the chart, yards, but just how much, you know, how much do you weigh his production with what he seemed to bring to the offense in terms of just his life and some, you know, the running game?
You know, I mentioned last week he'd gotten a lot of his work in the show team, simulating the opposing team's offense. We saw things that he could do in the preseason, and he had some flashes. You had a sense that oftentimes it might not necessarily have been exactly how we wanted it done. He's a rookie. He might make a few mistakes, but there was a spark. I think he had his opportunities last Sunday and did some very nice things for us. Has a great attitude. He's had a very good week of practice, and we'll see how it transpires.
How do you work that rotation now? You know, well, obviously, Paul may not be available. He didn't practice today. When they're all there, how do you decide?
I think it boils down to, from a situation standpoint, there may be areas where we might feel more comfortable with a certain player based upon his experience and his skill set, as opposed to another. But all of the backs, whoever gets a suit on Sunday, has to be ready if they're called upon. And you know, there's oftentimes there are plays that, that are called up, and during the course of the week, you know, player X has gotten the reps, and oh crap, there's an injury malfunction or equipment malfunction, and there's an injury, and now player Y is in there, and they have to all be up to perform. So each of those guys has a skill set they bring to the table, and they all got to be ready, and we're counting on all.
Sean O'Hara had some pretty critical comments about the offensive line. I mean, if you can respond to that if you want, but just more generally, do you have a lot of guys who played a lot of games? How can you explain just basic fundamental breakdowns that, you know, guys like Sean are seeing on film week after week?
Well, I think the offensive line, we look at the last two games, the thing that needs to really be brought to the forefront is we haven't had any sacks. And, you know, in Philadelphia, it was, well, we're getting the ball at 1.85 seconds. Well, you know, this last week it was out in a lot, not a lot, it's all relative, but it wasn't 8.5 seconds. So there's been some improvement from that respect. And I think from a run game standpoint, there's no doubt about it, we got to get better. We got a long way to go, but we made some strides. And so I think across the board, you know, to point to that group, you could point to all the other positions. We all have areas that we have to get better. So there's been some progress made. We're just hoping we can build upon that.
Coach, on your final possession on Sunday, when you got near the goal line, Kerry Wynn lined up in a fullback spot. Was that planned before the game? Was that an in-game adjustment? And can we expect to see more of that?
Well, you know, we talked last week, it's amazing I keep bringing up last week, about what are some of the ways without having a fullback on the roster that we're going to be able to still have some versatility. And we can still be able to do some things that two-back teams do. And so, as I said then, and I would repeat in a different way, you know, we're going to count on other people to be able to fill that role so that we can not be as one-dimensional, so that we can add that to our arsenal to give teams a few more things to defend. And so situation with Kerry being there in the goal line was successful for us, and if we have a chance to build upon it, we will. And you know, other guys who've had that opportunity, whether it's a short yard situation, and Brett as a lead blocker on a successful third and one that we had, you know, that could come into phrase. So whoever can fill that void, you know, we want to do whatever we can to have that type of balance.
Why Kerry, though? How'd you land on Kerry?
We flipped the coin. No, you know, I think it's a, you know, you start talking about big picture in terms of the head coach looking at what defensive players, you know, what offensive players, how things can ever cross over. You know, there's discussion amongst the staff and just looking at, you know, where somebody fits in the big picture and how it might be able to blend and help us out. And, you know, certainly there's a history of other teams doing that, pulling defensive guys to play offense, and occasionally an offensive guy to play defense. So, you know, whatever can help us win, we certainly need to get a win.
With your offensive line, is it possible, you know, you said no sacks in the last 2 weeks. Have you guys made such an emphasis on the pass protection that it's maybe trickled down and impacted the run blocking negatively?
I wouldn't say that I would agree with that, just because we actually ran the ball better. And yeah, not the first series, for sure, we all know. But across the board, there were more examples of effective runs, of a couple runs that were double, you know, close to double-digit gain, and others that might have been just 2 or 3 yards, but were blocked well and were just short. So I think we made some progress, especially in this last game, in terms of running the ball a little bit better. And so I don't know if I would say, gosh, we spent so much time on the pass game that now the run game is really being degraded. I think there was a few flashes and a few sparks that hopefully we can build upon this Sunday.
Just the way the guys line up. I mean, this Flowers, for example, it seems that his splits are much wider than maybe the other time in the guard. You know, I know he's struggled on the backside a little bit. I was wondering.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. We're mixing some different faces in there, some different guys. We kind of play with that all week and just try to find the best combination. And I think, you know, guys who've had to play some different spots and move around have done, you know, a commendable job. It's not easy, you know, having so many thousands of cumulative reps in this particular spot on the right side, and then having to move to the left side, and they've really responded well. And I think the big thing the entire unit has responded well with is, despite the setbacks, despite us not being where we want to be, you know, they've got that collective grit and that competitiveness that, you know, when it's been ugly, and we all know it's been ugly, but we're in a position to win the games these past 2 weeks, and now we just got to take that next step. Like I said, like I keep saying, is start fast, and not have to have it be one of those fourth quarter type situations.